Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Just recently, I spoke with a friend who said he's renovating his house. And you can guess, it's a lot of work, it's a lot of money, more than he could have ever imagined. But you know what? He's probably gonna be happy with the result, and here's why. Because when you renovate a house, you increase the value. In other words, when he goes to sell that house someday, if he does, the house will be worth a lot more after the renovation than before the renovation. Now here's the truth. How do you renovate your brain? Well, a lot of times people say, well, gee, you know, you're in the personal growth world and you're a little bit biased. Absolutely unbiased. I'll tell you why. Because my first book came out in 2004 and I kept my day job all the way until 2012. And guess how much I invested in myself in that period? Not much, it was incremental. Why? Because I didn't believe in myself. In other words, why invest money in something that you don't believe in? But here's the catch 22. All the time in 2004 to 2012, slightly before that, about 2011, in that period, I didn't really invest in myself, and the result was nobody else invested in me either. I had courses, I had programs, I had events, I had books, sold a few, but for the most part, it was incremental. Then in 2011, I knew I was basically at the end. Like, I gotta decide, what am I gonna do when I grow up? Am I gonna keep my day job, or I'm gonna make a major career change? And with a wife and three kids, you know, you can imagine the pressure that I felt at that time. But I'll never forget being in a room in 2011 and knowing I needed to upgrade, knowing I needed to renovate my brain. A gentleman in the room presented an offer and I knew I needed it, absolutely. In fact, prior to that, about a month prior to that, I had written a letter to a big name leader. If I said his name, you would know who it is. And I said, look, I need you to mentor me. I'll fly to your city, I'll pay for the hotel, I'll pay you for your time, but I need to grow. You know things I don't know, and I know I need them, because the cost of ignorance was killing me. I knew it was what was preventing me from getting to the next level. Well, instead of that leader writing back and saying, hey, absolutely, he said no. He said no. And so here I am a month later in a room and another guy's presenting an opportunity. And I knew, because I clarified what I wanted a month before, I knew I needed to make that move. And what's very interesting is that investment was probably 10 times more than I have ever invested in myself up until that point. But you know what? I did it. And when I joined that gentleman's program and mentorship, I went all in. I mean, I'm telling you, all in. Why? Because I was committed. Because I said, I'm gonna renovate my brain. I'm gonna renovate my mind, my thoughts. And my favorite book actually talks about that. It uses the word renewing your mind. That we're supposed to renew our mind and not be conformed to the world, but be transformed. Well, you can guess what happened. About less than a year later, I'm turning in my resignation and I'm starting my business. And sure enough, here we are today, about seven, eight years later. And now we have a global business. We've impacted over 1 million people in the last few years. We have a new goal of impacting or igniting 10 million souls. What's the point? The point is this. If you don't believe in yourself, no one else is gonna believe in you. If you don't think renovating a house is going to be an ROI, a return on your investment, you'll never do it. Why would you? You're wasting money. Well, sadly, most people think when they invest in themselves, they're wasting money. And that says way more about the individual than the investment. So finally, something changed inside me, and as a result, my world changed. Now, I get it. Some people are gonna say, well, hey, you're self-motivated. You know, you're talking to us about growing ourselves. And you know what? You have products and services for sale. Look, don't invest in me. It doesn't bother me. Listen, I'd love for it to ignite souls, but this message is 100% pure for you. I don't care who you choose to invest in. That's up to you. That's a decision you need to live with. But here's what I know. You're worth it. You're absolutely worth it. And once that light bulb pops off in your head, guess what? The people around you, the clients that you want, the readers, the individuals who are gonna invest in your future business or ministry, guess what? They'll believe it too. This is Carry Overrunner. Be a soul on fire. And guess what? Choose today to invest in yourself. Because you know what? It's the best ROI in the world. Talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, build up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carryoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.